good to be here. As almost all of you know, my wife is not Chinese. She's Canadian, with an ancestry going back to the very beginnings of this country. Her main language is English, just as it is for me. My secondary language is French and my mother's dialect, Longdu. For my son, it's different because his secondary language is Spanish. In my hometown, there were very many mixed race couples. Caucasian and Chinese, Caucasian and Indian, Black and Caucasian. There's quite a variety. One of my good Chinese friends growing up had a Caucasian wife. And one day they were in Victoria doing some shopping. She went into a store in Chinatown to buy a few things. While paying for them, the young man working behind the counter called her a stupid white woman. In Cantonese, so. Unfortunately for him, she understood Cantonese and told him what he said. And his mother was standing behind him and hit him over the head. The son thought he could get away with it because the woman in front of him was not Chinese. He thought she didn't understand Cantonese. Language is very important. How we use it and understand it is also very important. And for almost all of you, English is a second language. And sometimes what you say and what you mean is different. I learned that the English words for power and authority are almost interchangeable in Chinese. But in English, they have very distinct and different meanings. The impact and how we communicate and understand one another. Understanding language about its context and meaning. So what we say and how we say things really matter. When I lived back in Fort St. John, the district superintendent of schools used to be a teacher and a principal. And he taught English, and he would say English is the most important subject the students should focus on. He would joke with the math teacher by quoting a Bible verse. Can you think of the verse he used? John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word." You know, sometimes as Christians, we forget we speak a language that many people in the world do not understand anymore. I like to call that language Christianese, a combination of Christian terminology and whatever language we normally speak.
I like to call that language Christianese, a combination of Christian terminology and whatever language we normally speak.
The truth is, many of our Christian terms are no longer common in English or even in Chinese.
事实上，我们使用的许多基督教词汇在英语或汉语中都不再常见了。
We use words like transgression, propitiation, atonement, and even sin, and most people don't have a clue what we're talking about.
我们使用诸如过犯、挽回祭、赎罪、甚至罪之类的词语，而这些是大多数人都无法理解的。
There are many people groups in the world that do not have words to express these Christian terms.
世界上有许多人群无法用语言来表达这些基督徒的用语。
It's like trying to explain snow to someone in the tropics.
就像这就像试图对生活在热带地区的人解释什么是雪。
There would be nothing for them to compare it to.
他们没有什么可以用来做比较的，因此根本不会明白。
Even words like substitution, peace, love, and passion have different meanings in the Christian context.
另外，还有像代赎、平安、爱和意象这样的词语，在基督教语境中也有不同的含义。
And one of the most misunderstood words today is the word sin.
而今天最容易被人误解的词之一呢，就是罪。
Sin, it's such an annoying word.
罪是一个令人烦恼的词。
In English, it's three letters that people never use anymore.
在英语中呢，它仅仅只有三个字母，但人们再也不愿意使用它。
And the truth is, many Christians hardly use it anymore. So why do we expect, you know, people outside the church to understand?
事实上，有很多的基督徒都几乎不再使用它。我们怎能期待教会之外的人用它呢？
I heard a televangelist stop using the word sin because it made people feel bad and he didn't want them to have a low self-esteem.
我曾经听到一位电视布道家的采访，他说自己不再使用罪这个词，是因为这个词让人感觉很糟糕，也他不希望他的听众感到自卑。
And I think for many of us, the word sin makes us think of God and judgment and the fact that I might have to beg for forgiveness.
我想对于我们大多数人来说，最让我们想起了上帝和他的审判，以及我们不得不向他祈求宽恕的这个事实。
The word sin is an archery term. It means literally to miss the mark.
罪这个词是一个射箭的术语，字面意思是没有命中目标。
The dictionary defines sin as a transgression of divine law.
字典上将罪定义为违背了神圣的律法。
In fact, sin is a deliberate violation of some religious or moral principle. In other words, it's something I do on purpose.
罪是故意违反某些宗教或道德原则。换句话说，这是我们故意而为之的事情。
We call those sins of commission or by our own will.
我们将这些罪行称之为刻意之罪，或者出于我们自己意愿的罪。
But sometimes we do things not on purpose, right?
但是有时候我们不是故意犯罪的，对吗？
We might accidentally bump into somebody or forget a birthday or an anniversary.
有时候我们会不小心撞到别人，或忘了生日、周年纪念日之类的。
And maybe we're driving down the highway and we don't notice that our speed has gone over the posted speed limit.
也许我们开车的时候下高速公路，没有注意到已经超速了。
Now when the police officer stops us, what do we say?
当警官拦住我们的时候，我们会怎么说呢？
Well, let me start off by saying we don't say sorry, I sinned.
我想我们一定不会说对不起，我犯了罪。
Rather, you know, we say sorry, officer, I didn't notice my speed, I made a mistake.
我们会说对不起，警官，我没有注意到我超速了，我犯了一个错误。
But the dictionary defines a mistake as an error in action, calculation, opinion, or judgment caused by poor reasoning.
词典呢将错误定义为由于推理不当导致的行动、计算、意见或判断失误。
When my kids were younger, they call it an oops.
当我的孩子年轻的时候，他们会称之为“哎呀，糟糕”。
You know, this is a much better word because when you catch me, I can say, "Oh, my bad, my mistake."
这是一个更好的词，因为当你抓住我的时候，我可以说，哦，是我不好，我的错。
Sounds better than my sin, right?
听起来比我的罪好多了，对吗？
But like in many languages, there's a difference between a sin and a mistake.
但就像在许多语言中一样，犯罪和犯错之间存在着巨大的差异。
If everything I do, or sorry, yeah, in Yeah, kind of lost myself there. But in many languages, you know, there's a big difference between a sin and a mistake. If everything I do wrong can be dumbed down to where it's just a mistake, then that makes me what Pastor Andy Stanley calls a mistaker, which means I do not have sin in my life, I just make mistakes.
如果我做的每一件事情都可以简化为犯了一个错误，那么这会让我成为正如安迪斯坦利牧师所说的一个失误者，这意味着我的一生没有犯过错，只是失误了。
We often define ourselves by what we do.
我们经常通过自己的所作所为来定义我们自己。
If I don't have sin, then I'm not a sinner.
如果没有犯过罪，我就不是一个罪人。
And if I'm not a sinner, then I don't have a need for a savior.See, if you're just a mistaker, then all you have to do is do better, like writing a test.
如果你只是一个失误者，那么你所要做的就是下一次做得更好，就比如说考试一样。
Next time, I'll just study harder.
下一次会更加努力学习，考得更好就行了。
But if I'm a sinner, then simply trying harder isn't going to get it done.
但如果说我是一个罪人，那么只是简单的努力做得更好，就于事无补。
See, sin means a wrong was committed against somebody else.
罪意味着对别人犯了错误。
It means retribution or restitution needs to happen.
也意味着损失需要被弥补，被破坏的关系呢，需要被修复。
But making mistakes means I'll just try harder next time.
而失误只是意味着我下一次会更加努力。
The reality is, you know what you often do, and I mean sin here. It's intentional.
现实是呢，你了解自己平常经常会做的事情，在这里我指的是罪，且是故意犯罪。
It's not as simple as a mistake.
这不仅仅是一个错误。
We might be hard on ourselves for getting a question wrong, but you don't feel much guilt about a mistake.
我们可能会对自己做错的事情感到难过，但你不会对一次失误有罪疚感。
We just tell ourselves, "Oh, I'll do better next time."
我们只是告诉自己，下一次我会做得更好。
But what about when we sin?
但是，如果说当我们犯罪的时候呢
？So do we just shrug it off and get on with life?
我们只是把它当作一个失误而耸耸肩，然后继续生活。
If there is no sin and you're not a sinner, then there. Oh, sorry.Yeah, there's no need for a savior. So, why do we feel bad when we do wrong things?
如果没有罪，你就不是一个罪人，当然就不需要什么做事情。那么，当我们做错事情的时候，为什么会感到难过呢？
See, when you look at the Ten Commandments, they don't look too bad.
当我们看十诫的时候，他们看起来似乎并不太难遵守。
Even the other laws in the Old Testament look kind of manageable, right?
即使旧约中的其他律法看起来也好像比较容易遵行，对吧？
But when Jesus came along, he not only acknowledged that bar, he raises it up.
但是耶稣来了，他不仅承认了旧约律法，而且还提高了标准。
Remember his words in Matthew 5:27-30.
还记得在马太福音第五章27-30节他的话吗？
He says, "You have not heard it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell."
他说你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就弯出来丢掉，宁可失去百体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去百体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
See, Jesus is saying it's not only our actions that condemn us, but even our thoughts.
耶稣是说。不仅我们的行为定我们的罪，甚至我们的思想意念也会定我们的罪。
See, Jesus raises the bar even higher.
耶稣在这里所做的实际是提高了标准。
He's saying, "You thought you were kind of bad, but in reality, you're really bad."
他是在说，你以为自己只是有一点坏，但事实上你坏透了。
Like you might think, "I can get in because I don't do bad things," but now even your thoughts will count against you.
因为你可以通过不做坏事而进入天堂，但现在甚至你的思想意念都会对你不利。
Even our thoughts condemn us.
甚至我们的思想也谴责我们定了罪。
But with that, he also comes along and says, in spite of that, God loves you.
但即使这样，他依然来到这个世界，说尽管如此，神仍然爱你。
Back in Jesus' day, there were groups going around showing off and telling everyone how good and wonderful they were.
回到耶稣的时代，有一些群体的人四处走动，向众人炫耀自己有多么的好。
They were the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
这些人是法利赛人和律法师。
They saw themselves as people who wanted to be mistakers, not sinners, and their biggest downfall was they did not like Jesus.
他们看自己都像是那些失误者。而不是罪人，而他们最大的堕落其实是他们不喜欢耶稣。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he made them feel bad.
因为耶稣让他们感觉很不好。
However, it's interesting to note that the people who knew they were sinners loved him.
反而呢，值得注意的是，那些承认自己是罪人的人更喜欢耶稣。
They loved Jesus because they'd taken an honest look in the mirror and they looked at Jesus, they saw God's love and mercy reflected back.
他们爱耶稣，因为他们从镜子里真实的直面自我。当他们看着耶稣的时候呢，他们看到的其实是上帝的爱和怜悯。
In Matthew 5:17, Jesus insists he did not come to simplify things, but rather he came to fulfill all that was taught in the Old Testament.
马太福音5:17，耶稣坚持说他并不是来简化事情的。而是来成全完善一切旧约圣经所教导的。
He says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come to abolish them, not to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
他说，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Then he goes on to say in Matthew 5:19, therefore anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
他接着在马太福音第5:19说，所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的。但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国
Do you notice what Jesus was saying here?
你有没有注意到耶稣在这里所说的话？
Instead of lowering the standard so people could get in, he raised the bar even higher.
他并没有降低进入天堂的标准，相反，他提高了更高的标准。
Not only is it wrong to do bad things, but if we think them, we're just as guilty.
不仅仅做坏事是错误的，而且我们只是想一想，也同样是在犯罪。
Jesus equates murdering someone with just thinking about murdering them.
耶稣把有想要谋杀的想法等同于直接杀人。
Jesus called every man who's ever looked on a woman lustfully an adulterer.
耶稣称每一个看见妇女就动淫念的人就是犯了奸淫罪的人。
If that's the standard to get to heaven, none of us are going to go there.
如果这就是进入天堂的标准，那么我们没有人能够进去。
Now everyone was in shock when they heard this.
每个人都可能很震惊听到这些。
And I think that was Jesus' point.
但我想那正是耶稣想要告诉我们的。
The law and Jesus were there to convince them and us that we are sinners and there is no hope for us if it depends on our own effort and our own righteousness.
律法和耶稣都在告诉我们，也告诉他们，使我们知道自己是罪人。如果只靠我们自己的努力和自己的意，我们就根本没有希望。
Jesus breaks it down into two basic messages. One, you are a sinner, you are in trouble. And two, God loves sinners and sent a Savior on their behalf.
耶稣将福音分解成两个基本的信息。第一，你是一个罪人，你有麻烦了。第二，上帝爱罪人，并为他们派了一个救主。
The fact is, only sinners are candidates to meet their Savior.
事实上，只有罪人才能遇见他们的救主。
Unless we embrace the fact that we are sinners and not just mistakers, we're not open to embracing the fact that God sent us a Savior.
只有当我们接受这个事实，即我们是一个罪人，而不仅仅是一个失误者，否则我们无法敞开自己去接受上帝给我们派了一个救主这样的事实。
You see, sinner means I have a need.
罪人意味着我有需要。
But a mistaker means I just need to try harder.
而失误者意味着我需要更加努力。
One of the best stories to illustrate that is from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32.
圣经中最能诠释这一点的故事是来自路加福音第十五章十一到三十二节。
We know this as the parable of the prodigal son.
我们都知道它是浪子回头的比喻。
We see the story of a young man who gave up his family to seek his own pleasure.
这是一个年轻人放弃了他的家人，寻求自己的快乐。
But in the end, he comes to understand the consequences of his choices and seeks to rectify them.
但最终呢，他开始了解他的选择所带来的后果，并寻求纠正他们。
Now, the first thing I want us to notice here is the prodigal son does not say, I made a few mistakes, I'm young and I'm stupid. Rather, he says, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
我希望我们在这里注意的第一件事情呢，就是浪子并没有说我犯了一个错误，我很年轻，很傻，很天真。相反，他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And the Father.The Father here, in His great grace, embraces him and celebrates his return immediately.
那位满有恩典父亲立刻拥抱了他，并庆祝他回来。
You see, trying harder wouldn't fix the situation.
尝试更加努力不能解决问题。
So the moral of the story is this. The sooner you and I embrace our sinfulness, the sooner you and I are candidates for God's grace.
这个故事的寓意告诉我们，你和我越早承认自己的罪，我们就越早成为上帝恩典的候选人。
Years later, the Apostle Paul said it this way in Romans 3:23: For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
多年以后，使徒保罗在罗马书三章二十三节这样说道：因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now you might expect the next verse to say, God is mad and He's going to make you pay.
读到这里，你可能在想，下一句经文或许是要说，神很愤怒，他将要向你，要你要偿还罪债。
But this is what Paul says: For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ.
但是保罗却这样说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
You see, as long as I'm making mistakes, I can make up for them. But when it comes to sin, there's not only an acknowledgement of a wrong, with it comes a debt that is impossible to pay.
如果我只是在犯错，我还可以弥补他们。但当他成为罪时，我们就不仅要承认错误，而且要知道罪还会产生无法支付的罪债。
For this is the good news of Jesus Christ.
但这就是耶稣基督的福音。
We all have sinned, but all of us are made right with God freely through His Son.
我们都犯了罪，所有人都需要通过他的儿子白白的在上帝面前称义。
God says, "You owed me so much you couldn't pay for it, so I had somebody else pay for it."
上帝说，你欠我太多，以至于不能还清，所以我不得不让他人为你还清。
Now, on a side note, this also affects. How we understand this can also affect how we live for God today.
另一方面，我们如何理解这一点，也会影响我们今天为上帝而活的方式。
There's nothing we can do to earn credit with God, nor is there anything we can do to lose credit with Him.
我们无法做任何事情来赚取上帝的恩典，同样，恩典也不会轻易失去。
Sadly, many Christians live their lives and serve God out of this misunderstanding that we can pay back God.
可悲的是，许多基督徒在生活和服事当中，却依然误解为我们可以偿还所欠上帝的罪债。
I believe this is both wrong and impossible.
这个观念不仅错误，而且不可行。
It leads to a life of guilt and joyless service.
它会导致人的一生充满了罪疚，并且服事缺少喜乐。
Jesus Christ paid it all.
耶稣基督也为我们全部欢喜。
And our lives and service come from a heart of thankfulness that has experienced his love and grace, not out of compulsion that we can pay him back.
我们的生活和服事是源于一种经历过他的爱和恩典之后的感恩之心，而不是出于勉强，出于我们要偿还他的债。
He said, "It is finished."
耶稣说，成了。
Accept and believe it, and live your lives in that freedom, because when we do, the result is joy.
接受并相信他，在自由中去过你的一生，因为当我们这样做的时候，结果就是喜乐。
There's a lot of people in the world who think they're mistakers.
世界上仍然有许多人认为他们只是失误的。
They believe that one day they can stand before a holy and just God and convince him that all their good deeds will outweigh all their bad ones.
他们相信有一天，当他们站在一个神圣而公义的上帝面前，可以说服上帝用他们所做的善行来抵过他们所做的坏事。
And maybe you're here thinking the same thing.
也许你在这里也是这样想的。
But mistakers have nothing to stand on.
但失误者没有什么可以站得住的。
The Bible teaches that our good deeds are like filthy rags to God, and there's not a single righteous person apart from Jesus.
我们的行为对于上帝来说，就像是一块肮脏的破布，除了耶稣以外，没有一个义人。
The Old Testament law pointed out our inadequacies and our need for a Savior.
旧约律法指出我们的不足之处，告诉我们需要一位救主。
And Jesus clarified God's standard by raising the bar even higher, so we could easily see our need for Him.
耶稣通过提高标准来澄清上帝的标准。以便使我们可以很容易地看到我们需要耶稣。
See, for us, our only hope of eternity begins with acknowledging who we are.
对我们来说，我们永生的唯一希望始于承认我们是谁。
Like the alcoholic who has to first acknowledge their addiction, we become a Christian in the moment we recognize we are a sinner and we transfer our confidence and trust from ourselves and our actions to the finished work of Jesus Christ, for who he is and what he has done for us as our Savior.
就像酗酒的人必须首先承认他们成瘾一样，在我们认识到自己是一个罪人，并且将对自己和行为的信心转移到耶稣基督所完成的救赎大功上面的那一刻起，我们就成了一名基督徒，因为他是我们的救主，他为我们成就了救恩。
You see, this passage in Matthew chapter 5 is one of the most convicting passages in the entire Bible.
马太福音第五章中的这段经文是整本圣经中最有说服力的段落之一。
And I would encourage you to read it prayerfully and carefully this week.
我鼓励你们本周能够尽情地仔细地阅读这段经文。
And ask God what areas of your own life that you need to acknowledge and turn over to Him.
求上帝向你展示你需要认罪并交托给他的那一部分。
In closing, let me illustrate with this one more time.
最后让我再次声明这个观点。
How high do you think you can high jump?
你认为你能够跳多高？
When I was a teenager, I think my maximum was around 5 feet 6 inches.
当我十几岁的时候呢，我觉得我最多可以跳大约五英尺六英寸，就是一米六七左右。
Not today.
不是太难。
But to qualify for the Olympic Games, you need to jump 7 feet 6 1/2 inches.
但要获得参加奥运会的资格，你需要跳七英尺六英寸，大约是两米三左右。
In comparison, the Old Testament law was like 100 feet.Higher than anyone can jump.
相比之下，旧约律法就像需要你跳一百英尺，大概是3048米，没有人可以跳那么高。
And as I mentioned earlier, Jesus raised the bar totally out of sight.
正如我前面所提到的，耶稣把标准提高到了人所不能企及的高度。
But then Jesus steps in and says, "Don't worry about it. I jumped it for you."
但是紧接着，耶稣进入我们的生命，他说：“不用担心。”我已经为你跳到了这个高度。
So how do we respond knowing that we're sinners?
因此，既知道我们是罪人，我们又当如何回应呢？
How do we respond to a holy God knowing we fall short and there's nothing we can do to experience forgiveness?
我们要如何回应那位圣洁的上帝呢？他知道我们的不足，也知道我们不能做什么来获得宽恕。
The sooner we can embrace our need and the fact that we're sinners, the sooner we are able to experience God's grace towards us. And the great promise from God's word is if we acknowledge our sin, He forgives us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
上帝圣言的伟大应许就是如果我们承认我们的罪，他就会宽恕我们，并洁净我们，使我们脱离一切的不义。
So may the Lord be praised for His wonderful and precious gift, His Son Jesus Christ.
愿父神因他美好而宝贵的儿子耶稣基督而得称颂。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, I thank you for this time. I thank you, God, that your grace was shown to us through your Son, Jesus. And Lord, that even though we are sinners, that we fall short of your glory, that God, your love covers all of that. So I pray, Father, that as we grasp and understand what it means to be a sinner, that as we turn to you and embrace you, that we would grasp and understand what it means to be forgiven. And may that experience in our lives and your Spirit at work in us help us, Lord God, to share that message of hope with others. So God, I thank you for this time, and I just thank you for this opportunity we have to look at your word, to share together. In Jesus' name.
Amen.